Took you a minute there.
It came back to me. I was trying to figure out, what is this?
There it is. Yeah. There it is.
Good choices so far.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that.
So, let's give away some movie tickets.
You know what?
I'm feeling in a giving mood.
You know what? I feel that way too. But you know what? For people that just tuned in, they might wonder, who are these guys? So I think we should introduce ourselves first so they know who these generous guys are. And then we can give away the tickets.
Okay. I'm Roger.
I'm Jeremy. Okay, see? Let's give away tickets.
Now we're going to give away tickets.
Okay, what we've got, we talked about it earlier in the show, that new movie Grudge Match.
Yeah.
It's got
De Niro and
Sylvester Stallone is in it. Yeah. Which, I mean, it amazed me to see Stallone going back to the boxing thing, because you kind of figure, okay, it's...
He's
Rocky and
past that,
you know, and yeah, I think you can say that based on Rocky Balboa.
Yeah.
That final movie, which was just kind of, I watched that and kind of went, eh.
Yeah.
it was basically like, Rocky owns a restaurant. That really was the summation of the movie, you know.
But you can have that same sigh after almost any Stallone movie.
Well, you can.
Yeah.
You can. But in this case, this is Stallone doing kind of a comedy thing.
With De Niro,
and it's about boxing, which I think could even be good. You know, I'm one of those rare people that actually likes Stallone in a comedy, because I think to a certain degree he's making fun of himself.
How many comedies has he been
in? He's had just a handful, really. He did, what was that? Stop or My Mom Will Shoot, which is a really bad movie.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
But then he did one that was based on a play called Oscar.
Oh.
Which that one was really good. I enjoyed that one. But
is that on Netflix, do you think?
I don't know if it is or not.
Oh. I don't recall.
I used to have a copy of it. I liked it that much.
But, oh, wow.
But it's just one of those things, because I liked the storyline, and there was an awful lot of madcap hilarity in it, which if you could picture Stallone doing that sort of thing, you know.
Madcap hilarity and Stallone, it doesn't work in my mind.
It doesn't seem like it would work, but it worked in that case. In this case, they've got a comedy out. There's people that are saying that, you know what, this is good. You should go see it.
Yeah.
Some of the important critic-type people.
Yeah, you and me.
Yeah, exactly. So it's Grudge Match. It's got De Niro and it's got Stallone. And you know what? If we were going to give away one pair of tickets.
That would be one thing.
That'd be nice. You know, then one person could take a friend of theirs or their spouse or something and go and enjoy a movie.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to do that. What we're going to do instead is we're going to give away two pairs of tickets.
Ooh.
And let two people
take a friend
to the movies. So,
like caller number 4 and 6, will win?
I think that sounds good. 4 and 6. Okay, give the numbers.
Oh, 382-4280, 877-382-4280.
Okay.
And you and a friend go to the movies, you've got two chances with one phone call. Mm-hmm. This is like waiting for the lotto to roll over.
Yeah.
Two winners in one giveaway.
Not everybody does that.
No, no.
But
this
we're
is
doing
a
it.
Unique twist.
We're doing it because we're just giving guys, which, by the way, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Roger.
And we're giving guys.
Yes.
Okay. So anyway... So we're waiting on those callers to come in, number 4 and number 6, 382-4280. I have to admit, I didn't see a preview for this one until, I don't know, it was just the other day I finally saw one. And I looked at it and went, what?
Well,
I mean, it looks brilliant just from, I mean, because it just kind of caught me off guard. It's Stallone's getting back to boxing, and it's a comedy. He's almost making fun of himself, which I'm all for. Because I think that could have a certain parody element to it.
Oh, absolutely. And maybe the fact you didn't see any trailers means the movie company thinks this one will sell itself.
Could be.
They don't have to run ads. Have you ever noticed the movies you see the most ads for? I'm not going to mention any movies specifically, but Anchorman comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
They do all that promotion because the movie sucks.
Well, you think about how many movies you've seen previews for, and they basically blow out all the fun stuff for the preview.
Exactly.
And you sit there and go, okay, that was in the preview. That was in the preview.
And there's
nothing else is funny.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing else that would have drug me here to the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I figured, you know, I didn't see a preview just simply because I'm not somebody that watches a lot of broadcast television.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't even watch cable these days because it's just I'm so used to doing the Netflix thing.
Yeah.
So,
and we're going to talk about that.
We are going to talk about that here in a little bit. You're just kind of waiting to see who's won these tickets.
Yeah. We got lines lit up.
We do. So, and that's, you know, that's the fun thing. This time of year with all the movies coming out and, you know, let's face it, how many people are between the holidays figuring out, well, what in the world am I going to do?
Well, and it's to Celebration Cinema.
Yes.
And they have an IMAX there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this movie is in IMAX.
I would hope not.
Yeah.
But somehow Stallone that big would be a problem.
The last thing I want to see is a 2.5-story Sylvester Stallone.
Just kind of looking up at that and going, man, he is old, isn't he?
Well, from your vantage point, it could get ugly. But they do have an IMAX there, and we've had winners. Our winners are?
Our two winners are David and Ken.
David and Ken.
Yes.
All right. So they both get to take a friend with them.
Awesome.
To see Grudge Match. So had you seen that movie yet or no?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you pick up your tickets 8:30 to 4:30 at our studios on West Main Street at Northampton.
Yes.
Monday through Friday.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay. All right. Andy, if you're wondering, if you're sitting here thinking, oh, I didn't win tickets, well, we do have some others that we can give away.
Just hang in there another hour.
You know, hang around, and we might just get to that.
See, we have to give incentives to get people to listen.
This is what we do.
Yeah.
You know? So, here's
we'll
a freebie, but you got to listen.
Yeah.
So, you know.
We aren't going to tell you when we're going to do it.
Of course. You know what? We were talking about Netflix. Let's just have the discussion now.
Okay.
It's a good time to do that. I'll tell you what. I've been watching. I don't know how long you've had Netflix at your house. We've had it for over a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, for me, it's changed the way that I sit down and watch TV. I don't have to sit there and go, all right, what's on? What's the lesser of all evils that I can put up with because I've got time on my hands? Those days are over.
Mm-hmm.
And now I get all of these entertainment choices, and I will admit, there's some crap on Netflix. There's some stuff you don't want to see.
Oh, absolutely.
But there's some good stuff on there.
Well, and the neat thing is I started a Christmas movie. I had never seen the most recent iteration of Dennis the Menace Christmas.
Oh, okay.
And I watched 15 minutes of it, and that was enough.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of Netflix. My Scott ancestry, if I do a pay-per-view movie, even if it completely stinks, I got to watch the whole thing. I paid for this.
Yeah.
Yes. If I don't, I wasted money.
It's funny. It reminds me of somebody I used to work with, and she would literally, if she didn't like the movie, half an hour in, she would get up and walk out.
Uh-huh.
And go back to the box office and say, I hated it, and I want my money back. And she always got it back.
Really?
Always.
They
would say, all right. And I think usually they gave her passes to something else.
Yeah.
You know? But she just said, you know what? Life's too short to watch a bad movie.
Wow.
So, you know, I respected that. I was like, wow, yeah. You know, because usually if you're in the middle of a bad movie, you're going, all right, I've invested this long, and I've spent however much it is. I mean, you know, it's like, I don't even know what the prices are now at the theaters. I mean, it's
$7-$8.
It's pretty high. But you know, with Netflix, yeah, you get that opportunity. Sadly, I actually watched that that Christmas movie at the insistence of my family.
Oh, okay.
And I have to admit, I sat there for probably about 20 minutes, and then I pulled out my phone and started goofing around. And I think my wife even got on my case at that point. Could you just watch the movie with us? No.
Yeah. My review of movies while I'm in the theater is if I go to sleep, If I say it was a sleeper, that's a negative in my world. That means I went to sleep. I took a nap in the theater.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I've had several movies that I've taken naps in. Only one movie, and I can't remember the name of it, where I actually said the heck with this and got up and walked out.
Mm-hmm.
It was a science fiction movie, too, but it was just terrible.
Yeah.
And
well, I have to admit, I mean, and this is something I want to do regularly. We'll just kind of check in and talk about what we've got in the list, what we've watched recently and that kind of thing. And I come prepared, of course.
Well, I'm prepared, too.
We talked about this earlier. So, there's a couple of things that I've watched recently that are kind of those off the beaten path things.
Okay.
But
give us a taste.
Are very interesting. You're familiar with Ewan McGregor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Been in various movies and that kind of thing. A very popular British actor. He got together with a friend of his, Charlie Borman is his friend's name.
Okay.
Also an actor, not as well known. And they decided, because they both like to ride motorcycles, that they were going to do a ride together.
Hmm.
And they weren't going to just ride anywhere, like, you know, let's ride from London over here to Wales or whatever. They decided they were going to go from London to New York the long way around.
On a motorcycle.
On a motorcycle.
Okay.
They went and rode through. I mean, they went down into Europe and the whole bit and then rode through Eastern Europe into Russia and Mongolia. And then they took a brief flight over to Alaska and rode from Alaska down through Canada and through the United States to New York City.
Oh, okay.
And this show, it's like 10 episodes. It goes through and keeps up with them, who they met, what they did, different activities that they took part in. And it's just fascinating stuff.
Hmm.
We've been through the whole series on that one. They liked it so much they did a second ride that we're in the middle of right now called Long Way Down, where they rode from Scotland all the way to South Africa.
Hmm. That and would be interesting.
They did this on motorcycles going the whole way. And right now we're in the middle of, I think the episode we're on has them in Kenya. So
what was the name of the first show?
First one was Long Way Round. And then the second one is Long Way Down. And you should watch the Long Way Round first. That's one that, I mean, I actually discovered this. I knew that the show existed, but I had discovered this by scouting out the book. They've got books that correspond with both of them. I've read them both. Fascinating reads. But then when I saw them on Netflix, I got very excited because I thought, finally, I get to see this thing.
Yeah.
And it gives you a whole new view of who Ewan McGregor is. If you only know him from his movies, you don't know the man.
Yeah.
And you get a real feel for what he's like, what his friends like, just the different things they did. I mean, I could go into detail about some of the things that they experience. Suffice to say, I mean, there are certain things they ate that I would not touch. There are certain activities that they did that... you know, they ended up at like some Turkish bathhouse because they were told, oh, this is a good thing. And they were basically almost beat to death in the process, which I just and, you know, it wasn't a situation where they went in and, oh, this is horrible. It's just what they do there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and they actually at one point on the trip visited a church that was built out of human bones, which is in Eastern Europe somewhere. It is well worth watching them, just the back and forth. And if you can imagine, you know, these are actors, but they're actually camping out sometimes along the road, wherever they're going. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just, oh, we'll go stay in a hotel somewhere. Sometimes they're camping out.
They're roughing it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
At one point, I think they're somewhere and they end up, and they have on camera this big mosquito that was around and you know, bit them and whatever else. But they've gone through all sorts of experience. It is well worth the watching.
Well, I made notes. I'm going to look that up.
There you go.
I'm watching Fringe.
Oh, yes.
Again.
Yes.
And I watched it as a first-run series.
Mm-hmm. Just recently finished that one myself.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And another favorite of mine that we are going through is Doc Martin.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like Andy of Mayberry becomes a doctor in a seaside village in England that's full of weird people.
Okay.
And
you know, I think that might be on my list right now. I think I did mark that one.
Okay. It's funny, and it gives you some insight into class structure in England, and sort of fun to watch.
Now,
What are you watching Netflix?
382-4280 is our phone number, or 877-382-4280. And lest you say, I don't have Netflix, I'm on Hulu Plus, we don't care. Call us anyway.
Yeah, what are you watching?
Because we'd like, you know, maybe some of these things are something we can discover on each other's service, I guess.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
So give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. And, you know, to me, I always enjoy discovering new things on these services. And there's some good stuff out there.
I'm going to be looking for A Long Way Round now.
It's well worth it, I guarantee. We'll continue the discussion with you. A little bit of a break coming up, but definitely keep it here as we talk about what you're watching. 382-4280, 877-382-4280 as we continue ahead.
Yes, I'm a rock and roller. 39 degrees, weather brought to you by Westlake Drug, our family serving yours for over 35 years.
You know, I got to say, I really wish that I could have seen you do air guitar for this one. That would have been fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, another thing that we talked about earlier, and I wanted to make sure we got to this, when we discuss Netflix, there are different types of people that watch. There are the people that just watch, an episode here and there.
Yeah.
There are people that, and I'll give it away, people like us at my house, we'll watch an episode of something, and then we'll come back to it the next night.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of kind of binge watching, but not really.
Yeah.
And then there are people that binge watch, that will watch 11 episodes in a row, or 8, or whatever it is. They'll sit down and watch a big old stretch of them.
Yeah.
Because they just do that.
I've done all of those approaches. I have to admit, in 24, that show, on a couple of occasions, I got into binge watching because the storyline was – this was sort of at the beginning of the series and the end.
Sure.
The middle couple of years didn't do much for me, but when it was – really cooking. One time, I think I watched 5 episodes back to back to back.
Okay.
And truly binge watched. Now, the way I'm going through Fringe is just about every night I watch one episode.
Sure, yeah.
And then go do something else.
Well, and I have to admit, there are some I don't know that I've done the binge watch thing where let's watch an entire series in one night or let's, you know, and particularly with something like 24. I mean, I would just absolutely turn myself inside out. Okay, nobody has this kind of stress in their life.
Well,
but,
you know, when does he take a shower?
Yeah.
When does he eat?
He doesn't eat. He doesn't go to the bathroom. He doesn't do any of that stuff. So, But, you know, and there are other things that I'll watch. I'm rewatching Star Trek Deep Space Nine right now. But I don't watch it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be like, oh, okay, I've got maybe a chance to watch an episode now. And then there won't be another chance for another week or so.
Yeah.
So it's just like when I can get to them, I'll watch those. But that's another thing that's on my list.
Did you like Deep Space Nine compared to the other Star Treks?
I'm developing a new appreciation for it, watching it again.
Yeah. I did too. We'll have to talk about that sometime.
Certainly, certainly. CBS News is coming up, and we continue ahead here on a Friday edition of the show. Hope you'll stay right there. Get a picture of Roger doing this right now. This is jumping in the studio. Stop that.
Yes.
Stop.
Yeah, the building is shaking. Thank goodness we're on the part of the building that doesn't have a basement.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing. Hey, this portion of the program brought to you by Asthma Allergy Centers of Southwest Michigan. For the office nearest you, visit asthmaallergycenters.com. Well, we've been having a little Netflix discussion.
Yeah, yes. And I got to add a new The Captain's Close Up.
Yeah, and I wanted to mention this too,
yeah,
because this is even if you're only a mild Star Trek fan, this is something that you're going to enjoy. It's William Shatner put together kind of a team that went around the various places where the people that played the captains in the various series, wherever they are, he went there. And he did an interview with him. He did an interview with Kate Mulgrew that was very interesting. She talked about her history and where she came from, how she became an actor and that kind of thing. He talked with Patrick Stewart, which was absolutely fascinating. I learned things about the man I'd never heard before.
He's an interesting character.
And did you know, I don't know if you knew this or not, he came from an abusive home.
No.
And they get into that.
Wow.
And because it's not just what was it like to play Captain Picard?
Yeah.
It's what was life like? What kind of experiences have you had and that
yeah.
kind of thing? They're not necessarily, I mean, they talk a little bit about Star Trek because it's a part of what they all do.
Sure.
But they talk about life because, let's face it, we all have that in common.
Right.
And so there's a lot of things that they talk about there. Of course, he talks with Scott Bakula. He talks a little bit with Chris Pine. The highlight of it for me, and you have to understand, initially, I was not a Deep Space Nine fan.
Mm-hmm.
But the highlight for me was when he had the opportunity to talk with Avery Brooks.
Yeah.
Because he talked with him, and you get the sense that Avery Brooks, his mind works on a whole nother level. You know, something totally different than what you and I would think about. But mm-hmm. you sit there and you go, he actually makes sense in the middle of all this. You sit here and go, yeah. It's interesting. There
yeah.
are two different things, two different versions of it. They've got one that's called The Captains, which was just like a two-hour chunk.
Yeah.
And then they break it out a little bit more, and they have a lot more of the interviews if you watch The Captains Close Up. So that would be the one I would suggest.
Yeah.
Watch that one because it breaks it up into like five or six episodes. Of course, one of them is a William Shatner love fest. You're not going to get around that one. That's
yeah.
going to happen. But even that was sort of fascinating, sort of.
Yeah.
Because what he ended up doing was he used pieces of each interview where they asked him a question, and he was kind of nailed to the wall having to answer this question for somebody.
Interesting,
so
yeah.
It was kind of interesting. It's well worth a watch. Like I said, even if you're a mild fan of Star Trek, you're going to enjoy this because it humanizes these people. It's not just, oh, hey, that's Captain Picard. You go, oh, hey, that's Sir Patrick Stewart.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, just an impressive guy, really.
Well, I've come away with a to-do list, something I wasn't planning on doing today.
There you go. See, you're taking suggestions from me. You know, it's,
yeah.
See, eventually you'll come around to my way of thinking. So
no,
that's a good thing.
No. Uh-uh. Don't bet on that.
So definitely, if you'd like to get in on the discussion of what we're watching and that kind of thing, we'd love to get some suggestions because there's always good stuff out there.
Especially stuff that's out of the mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
A treasure that you've discovered out
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm. 382-4280 is our local phone number, or 877-382-4280. We'd love to chat with you about what you're watching. And, you know, figure that out. You know, there's certain things that don't show up on Netflix, but one of the things that does that I really enjoy and have rediscovered with my oldest son, who's 12, Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
That is so much fun to be able to watch those. I think we just got done with their treatment of, Gamera.
Oh,
which
okay.
was the turtle monster movies,
yeah.
you know, which...
Yeah.
So we just watched that one. We also watched Pod People, which was hysterical. And I don't know if they still have it on there, but they actually did a theatrical release of Mystery Science Theater. They actually had a theatrical movie they did. And that one wasn't bad either. We enjoyed that one.
Interesting. Yeah.
So,
well, let's see what Tyler here in Kalamazoo is watching.
Tyler,
hi,
you're
guys.
On the air. Go ahead.
Hey.
Hi. I've been watching The League. Usually it's on FX,
mm-hmm.
but if you like guy humor, it's pretty funny.
The League. What sport is that?
It's based around like four or five guys who are on a fantasy football league, and they make fun of each other, and it's pretty funny.
The League.
And I have seen that on there. So,
have you?
Yeah, that's...
It's current. It's not an old show or anything, but if you like, you know, like I said, guy humor, it's pretty good. And I also would like to plug a documentary called Blackfish. If you haven't seen it, that's good.
Hmm. I just was looking at that last night on Netflix. Tell us a little about that.
It basically shows how SeaWorld treats killer whales.
Oh, yeah,
I did see the
preview. It's an eye-opener. I would recommend it to anybody.
Cool.
And if you're all an environmentalist, then you'll appreciate it.
Blackfish.
Yes.
I will watch that tonight, Tyler. Boy, between you and Jeremy, I'm going to watch TV this weekend, I guess.
You got your work cut out for you.
Apparently.
There you go. Well, Tyler, thanks for taking part. Appreciate it.
Happy New
Year. Thank you. Have a good weekend. Thank you.
Okay, so there you go. You know, I saw that come up on Netflix the other night. I was looking at that going, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And now that he mentioned it, I recall reading that it was it was about the a particular killer whale, the one that killed people.
Yeah. I remember hearing about that.
And,
another thing I was going to ask you about, have you noticed some of these direct-to-Netflix series that they've got? Orange is the New Black, or what's the other one? House of Cards.
House of Cards.
Which House of Cards is in my list. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah.
But have you seen, I've heard an awful lot of discussion about Orange is the New Black. Have you watched that one?
Yeah. It's disquieting because it is somebody that you can identify with. It's like a friend of yours that got caught up in something illegal and ended up in prison. And it is it's really insightful about what prison life is like. And but I found it made me uncomfortable watching it. Maybe it was because the characters were too real to me. I don't know. I've watched some of it, but it didn't catch me where I watched. I continued to watch it.
Now, I'd heard some good things about that. Kate Mulgrew was actually in that.
Yes,
Which I was not aware until, like, I don't know, after I'd read, like, the third article about it. And we'd seen the previews, but it was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's one. House of Cards, I was told by a former coworker, actually, that that's one I would enjoy. I actually wrapped up probably about 6-7 months ago watching The West Wing on there.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
He says, oh, if you watch The West Wing, you're going to like that one.
Yeah.
So it's on my list of like 200 things or something like that because I got a boatload of them.
Black is the New Orange, not appropriate to watch with your kids.
Certainly, which is another reason why we've avoided it at our house.
It is adult entertainment, yeah.
And I've heard the same thing about House of Cards.
Oh, yeah.
So that's,
oh, yeah.
That's why some of these things are not necessarily watched religiously at our house, just from the standpoint of, all right, you got to wait till the kids are in bed.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things on there. Like I said, West Wing was on there. I don't know if it still is, but even – and I can say from a conservative, pseudo-libertarian kind of angle, I still enjoyed the show because, you know, I was able to kind of take myself away from, okay, well, let's just remove ourselves from the politics and just enjoy it.
Are we talking West Wing?
West Wing,
oh,
yes.
Okay, yeah.
And another one, I don't know if they still have it on there or not. It's been several months since I watched it, but Sports Night, which is made by the same people that did West Wing.
Yeah.
They did that previous to West Wing, and yeah, it's definitely sort of situation comedy, but still has some of that realism and the walk and talk thing that they always did on West Wing. They did that there as well. Kind of interesting.
Huh.
It's kind of the series ended and it left itself open to continue, and then it got canceled. And you kind of sit there and wish, gosh, I wish they would have continued it because it was interesting characters, an interesting premise. It was basically behind the scenes at an ESPN-like sports network.
Yeah, I remember hearing about it. How do you feel about movies that end setting it up for a sequel, where it is obvious that they're setting it up for a sequel?
It depends on the movie. Like if you look at Lord of the Rings, you know, that whole series, that's kind of like one big giant movie.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
You know, and The Hobbit the same way. I've not watched The Hobbit. I've seen The Lord of the Rings. That doesn't bother me necessarily. Bothers me a little bit when they are so obviously trying to cash in on something.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are some sequels that I've enjoyed. There are other sequels that's like, okay, they're cashing in just to make money because that first one worked, so let's try this one.
I'm into science fiction. I went to see Ender's Game.
Oh, I wondered about that, yeah.
And I sort of enjoyed the movie. Mm-hmm. Certainly I wouldn't give it an A, but I give it a B.
Mm-hmm.
And they lost me at the end when it was obvious mm-hmm. that they were setting it up either for a TV series to follow mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. or other movies.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big turnoff to me when it was obvious what they were doing.
And I think the thing I wanted to ask about that too, and you know, Harrison Ford is in that.
Yeah.
And I know sometimes when you watch a movie, you'll get good Harrison Ford or you'll get I was phoning it in Harrison Ford, and I wondered which one showed up for that movie.
The latter.
I'm phoning it in. I wondered about that because sometimes, you know, I think of what's that one that he did years ago, The Fugitive?
Yeah.
Yeah. That one I think he did very well in. And, mm-hmm. of course, you know, mm-hmm. the Indiana Jones movies, apart from The Crystal Skull, I think that was a totally different animal.
Yeah.
But those were obviously he was there to do the movie. He cared about it. He believed in it. And then there are other ones. What was that other one? Sabrina, I think?
Yeah.
Or something like that?
Yeah, that was terrible.
That was clearly, he was phoning it in and it was like, okay, what kind of check did he get for this one?
That was my impression of Ender's Game is he was there for the money.
Hmm.
And he got paid a handsome sum to show up and he read his lines. He knew his lines. And where's my paycheck?
Okay. All right. Well, we are going to continue the show. And as we continue, you know what? We promised some movie tickets, so we may just have to deliver here shortly.
Well, we only got 11 minutes.
No, I know. So we got to do it sometime in there. Beat a little Van Halen there.
Yeah.
You know.
Not a big Van Halen fan, but this is a good song.
You know, the guitar work of the Van Halen brothers a little bit. I mean, you just can't outdo that, I think. I mean, they're high up on the list.
But. Yeah.
All right. Well,
they're high on many lists.
That could be. And high on some other things.
Yes.
You never know. But we did promise that we were going to do a movie giveaway. And so we are going to do that.
And this time it is a four-pack.
It's a four-pack,
and
yes.
So this is a family movie outing.
Well,
or two
I wouldn't
couples.
Necessarily say it's a family movie that we're giving it away to, but you could take two couples, I think.
Yeah, or if you have adult children.
Of course, of course.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to take your mm-hmm. seven-year-old.
Okay, so here's the movie. August, Osage County. And this is actually, I've read up on it just here in the last few minutes.
And there's an amazing cast.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. It's interesting. It's directed by John Wells, produced by George Clooney. So he's involved with this. Harvey Weinstein is involved as well.
Mm-hmm.
The cast, Meryl Streep, Julia Roberts, Ewan McGregor, Benedict Cumberbatch is in there. He's been doing a lot of things lately. Juliette Lewis is in it. Sam Shepard. It's just an incredible cast.
Yeah.
It's all based on a play of the same name. And they've just put this out, just released Christmas Day. It's getting some mixed reviews critically. I'll be honest. But if you're into drama and the, you know, the theater and the stage and that kind of thing, it's one of those that's been adapted from that. So it'll be interesting to see how they do that. Usually, I find those to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, we're going to give it away, this four pack, to the seventh caller right now.
382-4280, 877-382-4280. Caller number seven, you get a four-pack to see August, Osage County.
Now, you get to see it at the Celebration Cinema in Portage. So, you know, we're definitely not skimping on theaters there.
Nope.
That's a great place to go see a movie.
You can have an adult beverage now.
Really?
Wow. And they've got, I have not eaten there yet, but I saw some of the sliders that somebody else was carrying into the theater, and I wanted to take one off their plate. My wife wouldn't let me.
That's probably good.
You wouldn't
want to be thrown out of the theater before you get to see something.
But
a lot of food choices there as well.
Yeah, so, and you can have yourself a beer. They have a good selection of craft brews, not just junk beer, but good beer.
There you go. Okay. So this is something you can go see. You know, we mentioned Ewan McGregor earlier in the show, and here he is in this movie. So I didn't even know that.
Small world.
I guess.
Yeah.
But we're looking for that seventh caller. So 382-4280. It's still up for grabs right now, so you can give us a call there. Or toll-free 877-382-4280. Obviously, Roger, you've got your weekend cut out for you. I was going to ask about that. You've got a long list on Netflix.
I've got Long Way Round, Long Way Down, and The Captain's Close Up.
Okay.
I'm really intrigued with The Captain's Close Up. I didn't know that was out there.
Yeah, it's one of those things that I just happened to run across because, you know, Netflix will tell you what you're interested in based on what you're watching. Of course, because my kids watch mine, it's like, you're interested in Star Trek and Barney. Which is really fun at my house.
Yeah.
But that was where I discovered it. It came up and just told me, hey, you might like this.
Yeah.
And I looked at it and said, I'll give it a shot.
I may have to take a fringe break this weekend.
There you go. There you go. I think for myself, we probably will try and wrap up Long Way Down.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if we'll get all the way through it. I think we have four episodes left. But we will try our best to get through that, maybe even see another movie or two. And
did the kids like that movie? Long Way Round and Long Way Down?
It's actually not something that is for kids. There is some profanity in it.
Oh, okay.
Which we kind of try and shelter them from. But but it is something that if you're into reality TV and you're into a name you know, like Ewan McGregor, it's something you're going to enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
I understand we have a winner now for the movie tickets.
Yes, we do. Congratulations goes out to John Holmes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And where's he from? Town?
Actually, I didn't ask.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right.
Doesn't matter. I was just curious.
He's from the area because he's close enough to watch a movie, I'm sure.
Well, he knows where we're located and whatnot. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. Okay. Great. Well,
cool.
He's all set. So there you go. He's going to be watching that movie. And at our house, we might have to go off Netflix a little bit, I have to say. Because I just got a copy of Star Trek Into Darkness.
Oh, okay.
Which I got that for Christmas. Haven't seen it yet.
Oh, you didn't see it in the theater.
I didn't see it at the theater. No, I missed it at the theater. So that's one of those things. Don't spoil it for me. I know what the villain is. I saw that on the back of the box. But I still want to see this thing. Because, you know, I liked the first one that they did. That crew and the whole bit, I thought they did very, very well.
My lips are sealed. I won't tell you anything about how that turns out.
All right, great. That's going to do it for the show this week. I hope you have yourself a terrific weekend in store. And I hope you'll come back here on Monday and join us again 3 to 5.
Or I'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 6.
There you go.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.